This is an IELTS Energy bonus. How to avoid the biggest Part 3 mistake. Sign up for this webinar.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get more exciting details about the vocabulary you need to be specific and impress the examiner in IELTS Speaking Part 3. Hello, lovely and delightful IELTS Energy listeners. I want to invite you to our October webinars. Let's talk about what you're going to learn. So guys, this vocabulary is essential to mastering speaking part three. You've heard us say that the biggest mistake people make every Saturday on the IELTS exam is being too general in speaking part three. So guys, you need to learn how to avoid that. And that's exactly what we're going to do in these webinars. The thing is, guys, Speaking Part 3 is your last chance to impress the examiner, right? That is the last impression you will make on the examiner. So you really need to make sure that you finish strong. So that's why this webinar is going to help increase those speaking scores. There are a variety of reasons why students stay too general. I think the first thing is a lot of students are afraid that they don't have the high-level vocabulary. They don't have these academic words that are going to express these ideas. And guys, that is the first section of the webinar. You are going to get vocabulary that is very specific and high-level, as well as transition phrases that you need to use to introduce your impressive examples. And you're also going to learn some awesome native high-level phrases for opinions, because that's a lot of what you have to express in speaking part three is your opinions about these broader issues that are facing society and culture. So guys, that's the vocab that you're going to get in this webinar. Hello, lovely listeners. If this sounds like skills you need for the speaking exam, high-level vocab, organized ideas for speaking part three, sign up now. Go to allearsenglish.com/mistake. That's allearsenglish.com/mistake. And then after learning this vocabulary, we're going to explore how you can get these ideas that you need to be strong in speaking part three, to impress the examiner in speaking part three. And most of all, guys, this is so important. You're going to learn how to organize these ideas. If you have a template going in, you are a lot less anxious about what you're going to say, right? Because you already know basically how you're going to organize these ideas. And you're also going to get sample answers that show you this organization for the toughest speaking part three questions. So guys, go to allearsenglish.com/mistake. That's allearsenglish.com/mistake. So guys, these webinars are going to be October 23rd and 24th. And again, it's all focused on speaking part three, so you can be specific and impressive on your next IELTS exam. So get your spot now, guys. Clear your calendar. Put the date you choose. Put the date and the time in your schedule. Because if you show up live, you get to see Lindsay and I on camera, see what we look like in real life. And you also get a special offer that is only available if you show up live to this free webinar. So don't miss it, you guys. Go to allearsenglish.com/mistake. All right, this is going to be so fun. I cannot wait to see you there, guys. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.